Mark, there are a couple of High Point area businesses that are making some major changes as they move forward. One of them is a longtime advertising agency. Tell us a little bit about Trone, would you?
Yeah, Trone is a really is in fact a really well-known agency, not just here in the Triad, but nationally, and has been for some time. They're probably best known as the creator of the Joe Camel campaign for R.J. Reynolds, and over the years have had a host of national clients. A few years ago, the founder, Lee Trone, decided that he was going to step out a little bit, and he began to transition to four of his top executives to sell to them. And last year, he actually did retire. So for the last 3 years, these executives have been sort of reworking their agency and repositioning it, and they've just now announced a new name for the agency, as well as having moved to a new headquarters.
What's their new name?
Trone Brand Energy. For a lot of years, it was simply known as Trone, named after, of course, Lee Trone, but now it's Trone Brand Energy. And part of the name change is really they're trying to emphasize the value of really telling a brand's story and the power that has. And in fact, they've adopted a metaphor sort of in a video about fireflies and how, you know, if one firefly fires off, all the other fireflies also will light up and they become synchronized after a while. And it just spreads like, well, I won't say wildfire, but let's say firefly.
Interesting, because, you know, one of the things that's always amazed me about ad agencies in general is being creative businesses, they have some of the least creative names. And this energy name is interesting, and they're not afraid of getting mixed up with the utility company, I assume.
Yeah, I guess not. But, I mean, they're coupling it with the video and whatnot and really trying to tell their story. I mean, they're really trying to emphasize, I think, that idea of energy. There is this energy that has to do with a successful brand and telling the brand's story correct, right. And, you know, especially applies, I think, to the Internet, where if you do it right, then the word of mouth can just really spread and whatnot, really get a lot of synergy going on.
And it's been a major challenge over the past few years for traditional advertising agencies, full-service agencies, to transition into this whole new digital age.
That's true. And in Trone's case, there actually have been or are in the process of developing a new department that emphasizes digital media in particular, and they've hired 10 new people for that. By the way, they're still looking for 5 people, and that includes programmers and others who are just adept at digital media. But part of that is they've moved their headquarters also to a more high-profile spot.
And where is that?
They're now in a 60,000-square-foot building on East Chester, which is also has been for a while the headquarters for Culp, which is an upholstery maker. They make ticking, that sort of thing. And they've moved from Piedmont Parkway, which is a good location, but a little less high-profile.
There is another High Point area business, a family-owned business, that is looking at changing lifestyles and dining habits that's also making changes after many years in business. J&S Cafeterias. Tell us about that a little bit, Mark.
Yeah, a lot of people around here are familiar with J&S. They've probably gone there more than once. They're family-owned. For years, they used to have a location near Guilford College in Greensboro. They now have a location that's in the Palladium Theater Shopping Center area of High Point. Mm-hmm. And then they also have 4 other restaurants, 3 of them in the Asheville area. Mm-hmm. They've been in the cafeteria business for years, and you know, as you know, you walk through the line and you get your meal dished out to you and whatnot.
It's a southern tradition.
And, you go and sit down. What they're going to do now is actually have a sit-down restaurant, which is a real change. It's going to be in Main Street in Archdale, and they're still going to have some home-style food, but they're also going to have some made-to-order food that you can get right off the menu.
Is this something that they're looking at as changing the whole theme of the restaurants, or is there just this kind of experimental and cautious at this point?
We talked to the CEO, whose name the president, whose name is Fag Nolan, and he pointed out that they're a family-owned business, and so you make decisions with the whole family agreeing and whatnot. And this is one decision they've made to go and try this. And they're going to see how it goes, and if it's successful, they'll probably open more. But they're in a wait-and-see sort of situation right now.
Yeah, a couple of High Point area businesses, family-owned, been around for a long time, making changes as they move forward. Mark, thanks for being with us this week.
Great. Thanks, Steve.